Simon and Garfunkel crew are working so hard on their tour, rather than force them down the hill to our studios at Siren FM, we would come to them. We're now delighted to speak to Dean Elliott. Dean, of course, we've spoken, as you followed, from Durham and all sorts of things, so good to see you in person.
Yes, very nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming down and joining us at the Lincoln Theatre Royal.
I know, I always think Theatre Royal, I expect some huge building. Lincoln Theatre Royal is nice, small and perfectly formed, really.
It is, really, yeah. We've never been here before. I've never been here before with other shows, so it is. We walked in. It's very sort of ornate and beautiful inside. So, yeah, it is quite small, but perfectly formed.
Exactly. The show, of course, is just simply superb and perfectly formed. And you've got the team here, the band, including, of course, somebody who I suspect, just suspect, might just play the Art Garfunkel routine. Is this correct?
Yeah. What gave it away?
Well, could it be his bright eyes?
Hey!
Anyway, we won't progress that any further. Introductions, Dean, please.
Okay, over here on my left is the very talented Johnny Smart, who plays Art Garfunkel, who has had his hair permed fresh for the people of Lincoln Theatre Royal.
Johnny, a delight to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And I have to say, we heard a recent interview that was given where effectively you were the number one choice from almost the moment he walked in, really, in terms of auditions.
That's right, yeah. We auditioned, we sort of had a little look around for people that we could audition. He was the first one of the day, and both me and the director, David Beck, sort of said as soon as he walked out, we'd employ him. And we did. So, yeah.
It's a genuine success. Wonderful stuff. Must give you a sense of satisfaction to have that wealth of sort of enthusiasm and drive.
Yeah, it's great. It's my first job out of drama school, and I couldn't wish for a better one, to be honest. And I was, I put in a hell of a lot of work for the audition. If I hadn't got it, I'd have probably been really bummed out. But, happy days.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, the show itself is absolutely fantastic. I've had a look at the stage, and it's just a wonder. It's more a multimedia experience than just a kind of biography of a Simon and Garfunkel story.
It is. We wanted to do more than just be a tribute to Simon and Garfunkel. We wanted to make it a theatrical experience. We wanted to tell the story of them set behind the backdrop of the 1960s, which, of course, was an important decade for many reasons. So it works on many levels. It sort of takes people on a nostalgic journey, but also on top of that, the music shines through. And we're very lucky. It's not just me and Johnny. We're not just sort of two guys and a guitar. We've got a full band with us. We're all fabulous. We've got, and they're all with us right now.
I know. It's actually one of the magic of the whole routine. Go on. Introductions, please.
Okay. Well, on the drums, we've got Josh Powell.
Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Yeah, always good.
On bass, we've got Leon Camfield to my right.
Hello, Leon.
Hello.
Sitting down in the very, very comfy chair. It's almost a kind of, it's a bizarre sort of check for the lumbar sections of the back, really.
I know, it's really nice. I kind of think we should maybe invite the audience back here and get them to sit and get comfortable.
Maybe a bonus prize winner in
the
match.
Yeah,
you get a chance to sit in a comfy chair. And looking in deep contemplative phrase, of course, we've
got Murray Gardner, who's our multi-instrumentalist, and he plays lots of instruments, but I'll let him tell you what he plays.
Hello, I play piano and electric guitar.
Brilliant. We're going to have a little sort of flavour, kind of a cappella of the whole sort of piece. But the tour itself, as you say, standing ovations, lots of great success from that point of view. We want to know, the listener needs to know, when is it going to transfer to the West End?
Oh gosh, wow, that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Buddy's done it, it's going to happen with this, I sense.
Yeah, well, we hope so, we really do. I think it's good enough, you know, and I know I'm a bit biased, but the reaction has been sort of quite amazing. It's been overwhelming, really, by people getting behind it, not just fans but of the couple, but fans of theatre, you know. I watch this space.
It's more, of course, than just a life story or, as you said, a musical tribute to the whole system. It does tell the tale of the 60s. Now, clearly, you were not around in the 60s, so what historical research have you done to actually get involved with it?
We started reading the biography by Victoria Kingston to try and get as much info as we could. We actually rehearsed, Dean and I, as they did, a lot of hours just looking at each other's mouth and pronunciation to make sure the harmonies were really tight before we even started doing anything else. We wanted to recreate an experience, but not emulate them poorly. We emulate them during the songs, but then we narrate in our own voices. We want to have a really warm, nice atmosphere for the audience to get to know us as well. Do you know what I mean? We've worked really hard, and I hope I hope everyone who comes to see it really enjoys it.
It does, and it will, and it's absolutely fantastic. I just, I'm very apologetic. I have to pass on my apologies for this evening, otherwise I would have been there. Two thumbs up and all the rest of the bits and pieces. As we say, the tour is going fabulously well. We did catch up the interview you did with Jess Ratcliffe, for Siren, of course, also. And one of our listeners actually thought, was there actually a rumour that Paul Simon had an aunt in Lincolnshire?
Oh, gosh, I've never heard that.
Neither had I.
No, I've never heard an aunt in Lincolnshire.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know he had any sort of family connections. Yeah.
It's probably just Lincoln once again trying to actually lay claim to the world.
I know. It's like the Homeward Bound. It's like everyone in the Northwest sort of says, oh, it was definitely written here. Yeah. No, it was probably written here.
Sitting on a railway station waiting for our destination.
Exactly.
Which sounds like a cue, actually. Now, you've got your guitar in hand. Obviously, we've got the band here who have not got their instruments to one hand. Would you like to just give us a little flavour, perhaps, with the whole thing of what it's all about, you know, the general acoustic thing?
We're going to do one that involves a lot of voices, and Josh, you're going to slap your thighs, aren't you, buddy? Yeah, have a little tap. Okay, this is called 59th Street Bridge Song, Feeling... Oh, it's a bit squeaky. A mouse just got into the...
Feeling squeaky? No, groovy. Groovy.
Feeling groovy. Slow down, you move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost. Watching all when I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do 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 do, feeling groovy. Ba da 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 da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Two and a half minutes of sheer audio perfection. Well done. Fantastic. Brilliant stuff. Yes. Huge applause there. It's wonderful stuff. And the thigh slapping as well. It took me back to Buddy. It's all over.
I know. You all right there?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be able to walk.
always nice. Always nice to appeal to the Bavarian leftists, I think. You know, come the Lederhausen, and all will be well. The tour seems to be adding dates as we go along. It's succeeding from that point of view. I'm just sad that you're only here for one night in Lincoln. That's outrageous. You've got to come back.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we really do. It's a really nice theatre here, and I think ticket sales have done well, so I'm sure we'll be back again, but yeah.
Well, as we said, you're here in the midst of our Lincoln Inspired Week, which we've been covering in all sorts of ways. We'd hoped to actually get you at the Big Breakfast Tweet Up. That didn't quite work out, but we thought, no, we'd come here and get the thing sorted. Quick question for all of you. Let's start off with our multi-talented, multi-musical style here. What have you most enjoyed about the tour so far?
Just having a really great time with some really fantastic musicians. And every night there's good standing ovations. And it's just a great show to play. Really fantastic show.
Okay, good answer. Could be a winner.
yourself. I've worked a variety of jobs, and this is hands down the greatest job that has ever like fallen into my lap, from a chip shop to working in a warehouse. Like, this is absolutely mint.
There's a guy works down the chip shop that swears he's Art Garfunkel.
Well, it's been a strange career progression so far. Yeah.
I can see Kirsty looking down from on high thinking, we'll go with that one. It's a possibility. Yourself.
Well, I've never played in theatre before, so it's just the thrill of playing in front of so many people and some beautiful theatres with some amazing musicians. I love it.
And the Durham Gala experience, how did that go?
Durham Gala was brilliant. Yeah, we sold out, I think. Cool. That was only... God, it, like
it was when we first connected, Dean.
No, that's true. It's only a couple of weeks ago.
And yet it could be a lifetime.
I know, yeah.
Much like the 60s.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, it was great. I mean, Durham, they really went nuts for it. Yeah, we had a full standing ovation again and full sellout. So, it was wonderful. Yeah,
and we haven't forgotten, obviously, highlights of the tour.
Just... being on tour with so many people you get on with, it doesn't feel like work. It's just a laugh. It really is. Oh, thanks, Johnny. He's blowing me kisses. You can't see it, but he loves me.
I just say it's a whole routine. I can see our other sirenettes are sort of devastated not to be here. Andy?
You know what? I've been with it sort of from the start, really. You know, it was my idea, really, to put the thing together. So to see it go from an idea in my head right through to a... full standing ovation, everything, you know, and the full, you know, and being with so many great people, it's been wonderful. Just seeing it come together, finally.
Thanks.
I'm getting emotionally overwhelmed just on that sort of basis. We'll ask you to do a few idents of the whole thing. Have you got a little sort of number you might like to sort of see us out with for the moment?
I think so. Should we do the Boxer? How long do you want it to be?
You know, Boxer is an epic, it's wonderful. Let's go for it.
Are you sure? Okay, here we go.
I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies in jest, steal a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of a railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. La la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la. Asking only workman's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some. La 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 la. Now the years are rolling by me, they are rocking evenly. I am older than I once was, and younger than I'll be, that's not unusual. No, it isn't strange, after changes upon changes, we are more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. La la la, la 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, leading me to going home. In the clearing stands a boxer, and a fighter by his train, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him, till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains, yes, he still remains. La la la, la 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 la. La la la,
La 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 la.
Superb, absolutely superb. It's those business ladies on 7th Avenue. I wonder what they're doing now. It's a thought. But anyway, there we are. Another line entirely. Yes. Dean and guys, absolutely splendid. Touching base with a good self. A reminder, of course, the web address to go to find out where you are on tour.
It's www.thesimonandgarfunkelstory.com, or you can find us on Facebook, which is just the Simon and Garfunkel Story.
And hopefully we'll be able to keep updating with you as far as you tour the country and probably the world, I would have thought.
Oh, well, let's hope. That would be great. It'd be nice to be somewhere hot.
Well, Lincoln is trying, but obviously failing miserably at present. Still, never mind. So it goes.
Oh, no, that's great. Thank you very much for your time. That's wonderful.